Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Coming to you live from Vegas. One last time as we broadcast live from the Circa Resort. We're at Stadium Swim Poolside, and it is a Victory Tuesday.
Yes.
Don't forget that.
Yes.
The Falcons did win the football game last night. Obviously, there's a lot of ugly details that that resulted in that win. But good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog, it's a Victory Tuesday here on the midday shows for the Atlanta Falcons, who broke the four-game losing streak last night.
Streak comes to an end,
and you're on a one-game win streak, baby. All right, one-game win streak, getting ready for another bad football team this Sunday. But we'll talk about that later on down the week. But, yeah, great night last night for the Falcons, able to get a win. Game ball, special teams.
Oh, yeah.
Game ball, defensive line.
Yep.
Game ball.
Bijan
Robinson. We did our keys yesterday. The first thing both of us did, run the ball.
Just give it to him a lot.
Give it to Bijan a lot.
Yeah.
Give it to him a lot. Give it to Tyler Algiers a lot. They were able to do that and win the football game. But like we were saying, hand up, they got problems.
Yep.
They got a quarterback problem, Andy.
They do.
And it's and the way that game was called for him not to lose the game.
They know they have a quarterback problem.
They got a quarterback problem right now.
They had. Yeah.
And that was obvious. It was so obvious. I mean, damn.
They had 24 plays that were first and 10.
Yes.
24 plays that was a down and distance. They ran it 23 times on first and 10.
Yes.
That's so far and above the average for them on the season. And that there's a reason for that. We know why. It's because they don't trust Kirk.
Nope.
He can't throw the ball down the field.
Nope.
They can't play action with him. There were times where he was having a hard time getting back deep enough into the backfield to hand it to Bijan.
Yeah.
Like, something's wrong with him.
Something's wrong with Kirk. It's one of them things where, you know, we always talk about, you know, Father Time is undefeated. It seemed like it jumped on Kirk.
It got him.
It seemed like it got Kirk.
Got him in the middle of the year somehow.
Yeah, it seemed like it's got him, and I don't know what to do. I mean, do you bring in Penix? I mean, you put him in a bad spot, but I would have to go with him.
Yeah.
I would have to go with him because the simple fact is that what you're watching with Kirk ain't never been mobile, but there were lanes last night where you could just – go get you 5 yards, Kirk.
Yeah, it's different to be – he's not immobile. He's always been immobile. He's hobbled.
Yes.
Like, he can't do it. Like, he can't go get those yards. He can't keep the pocket alive. When he has to reset his feet at all, he did it again last night.
The interception
that he threw right over the middle to start the second half. And again, they knew it. Like, clearly the game plan was to try to deal with it. The man threw the ball 17 times in the game. He had like 100 yards passing. It was his second lowest passing yard total in his career.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't because of anything the Raiders were doing defensively.
No.
He just – something's wrong with him.
Something's wrong
with him. And to me, that makes it easier. You're not benching a guy – because he's like he's rattled or whatever. Like, if you're taking him out and putting Penix in right now, it's because Penix is more physically capable of doing the job.
Yes.
Like, Kirk Cousins doesn't appear to be physically capable of doing the job at the level that he needs to be in order for this team to be competitive on a consistent basis. Like, yes, they beat the Raiders yesterday. The Raiders are awful.
Yes.
That's why we said it 100 times yesterday.
Yes.
Because they are. And it took two blocked punts, a blocked extra point,
a safety,
a couple of interceptions, and a safety to do it.
Yes.
And with all of that, Desmond Ridder still had the ball in his hands with a chance to win the football game and drove the ball down the field and had two throws into the end zone that would have won them the game.
But the thing about it is, Jesse, you've been, I understand that money. That was money last night.
Oh, that was a money decision. That was a money decision.
That's the damn ball down.
Yeah.
You know? And then the thing about him, make the freaking tackle. They don't score a touchdown, Jesse. You're one of the best players on this football team. Make the play. But, I mean, you know me. I don't apologize for winning. I won the damn game.
No, they won the game. That's what matters
most. Which is the most important thing.
That's right.
But they got issues with quarterback, and they got trust issues with their kicker. Two of those things. Now, I understand it because of how bad the Raiders were. You're like, okay. The whole game, Ra never believed that Desmond Ridder could beat him.
Yes.
He never believed it. He'll make some plays in here, but I'd rather.
And they were daring him to throw it.
Yes. Like, I'd rather Desmond Ridder throw the ball than Kirk Cousins. That's how it looked to me. And so I don't know where you go from here. He's going to start Sunday against New York, and he's got to keep going. And you got to just keep going with it. I don't know.
I will say this.
Ra sounded different last night.
It's the first time
Ra sounded different.
He's left the door open a little bit to a potential change. Because every other time he's been very hardcore, emphatic. Kirk's our guy. He's our quarterback. That's what we're doing. After the game yesterday, he said he's got to play better. He wants to play better. We have to find a way to get him to play better. We'll get to work tomorrow. We have to play better at the quarterback position. And then he went on later to say, when asked about Penix, we have everybody on our roster for a reason. Those things will always be discussed. Our mentality is to find a way to win the next game.
Right.
That right there is the most open the door has been to a change at quarterback. And it's unprecedented to still be in a playoff push with a veteran quarterback who you're paying a lot of money and sit him down for a non-like season-ending injury.
Right.
At this point in the season, it doesn't happen.
Because they won.
Teams don't do it.
Because they won.
And they won the game.
And they won the game. He didn't play good yesterday.
No, he didn't.
No, I mean, the throw to Drake was awesome. The sluggo was just freaking money. He didn't play good yesterday, and that was the one thing I wanted to see. I just wanted to see him play good.
He did.
And he did not play well. Now, he played well enough for the win, but the team won this football game, and he's holding them back. He's holding them back, but it's just one of those things where if this was early on in the season, maybe, but where you are right now, it's the quarterback change going to a rookie. It was a veteran, maybe, but going to
if you had somebody who had a little bit more of a track record,
But I would still make switch.
Yeah,
make switch.
Exactly. Either way, and again, I think the switch should have been made.
Yes,
I understand the justification of Kirk has gotten you into this position. You're still alive. Technically, although you don't control your own fate anymore because you lost your way out of it. When you lost those four games in a row and Tampa Bay got hot, you no longer controlled your fate in the division. So now, I mean, you can beat the Giants with Kirk Cousins playing quarterback.
Yes.
It might look like that.
Yep.
It might look like it did last night.
Yep.
Which, isn't fun to watch, but at least they won. You can probably beat the Giants like that. I don't think you can beat the Commanders like that. I don't think you can beat Washington on the road like that.
No.
Also, say it's cold. Like, say there's weather.
Yep.
You think Kirk can play in weather right now with the way that he's playing? I don't think so.
Dude, it's bad. And that's when I woke up this morning, the first thing I thought, that was a badass performance by the quarterback.
It really was.
And he is, you know, and so I just got the tweet. Yeah, yes, a lot of it does have financial backings behind it.
Definitely.
But a lot of it has to do with that Michael Penix is a rookie, and you're still in this hunt. And to put him in at week 16 or 17, whatever it is, I don't know. Because you got a week to get him. Like, say for instance, it was a bye week.
They already had that.
I know, but say this week was a bye week. Then I would say go ahead and get Michael Penix ready because you got 2 weeks to get him ready.
And it's a short week.
And it's a short week too.
Yeah.
So playing on Sunday. But I know this. Kirk Cousins won't be the quarterback here next year.
No, they'll
figure
that,
something.
That seems like that's happening.
That's happy. He will be a one and done here. But as far as going forward, They're gonna have to ride on the run game. They're gonna have to run the ball like they ran it because of the simple fact this guy, like they game plan, they called plays for him not to lose the football game for this team. Mm-hmm. He damn near did it because I was through another interception.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
So yeah.
I mean, what everybody wanted to see was a game where Kirk looked comfortable and he looked capable of the things that he was doing earlier in the season. If it wasn't a physical thing, if it was whatever, the defenses he was playing against were throwing stuff at him that was throwing him off, whatever, like whatever the reasons were that the four games went the way they went, everybody wanted to see some evidence that he could play the way that he was playing earlier in the season. And if you can't do it against the Raiders, I don't know that you can do it. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Something's wrong with him. Something's wrong with him physically. And you don't have to be like a quarterback guru to see it. You watch him play earlier in the year, you watch him play now, he looks different.
Yep.
I mean, it just is what it is. I will say this. Obviously, we'll be talking about this throughout the day. Shout out to the Falcons fans.
Yeah, man.
Here in Las Vegas.
Yes, yes, yes.
Falcons fans took over that stadium last night. It was crazy. Yes. You could hear it on TV. They're chanting ATL. When they get that safety, it erupted. You saw the red all over the stadium.
Yes.
Like, we saw it all over town the last couple of days, just kind of walking around Vegas and the party we had the other night and all that stuff. But, like, Falcons fans took over that stadium last night.
They did, man.
They went in the trap.
And took over
the trap. Took over the trap.
Yeah, but ain't nobody seen
it. And the quarterback played like crap.
Yeah, man. All that. But, no, it's been a great time, especially, like I said, interacting with Falcon fans and everything like that. And, you know, you got the win. That's the most important thing. The win was needed.
You're coming home with a win.
Yes.
You got the win. Am I.
Yeah. That, so no, dog. Yeah, you showed me the ticket.
A little parlay last night.
There we go.
There we go. Thanks, Kevin King.
Kevin King. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin King. And Vikings. Thanks to the Vikings for being way better than the Bears.
Yeah, but.
But yeah, thanks to Kevin King and his immaculate special teams play.
Tyree Wilson balled.
Yeah, Tyree Wilson balled.
Yeah, he balled.
Look, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm not surprised that last night went the way that it went at all.
Right.
We said it yesterday. Desmond Ridder was going to have the ball in his hands with a chance to win the game in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
I knew that was going to happen.
Yep.
I'm just surprised he didn't win it.
Yep.
That's the only thing that surprises me. I'm surprised he didn't find Brock Bowers on one of those final two throws. That's the only thing that surprises me. I'm happy he didn't, but I'm surprised he didn't.
Yeah. That's bad, man.
It's bad.
That's bad.
It was bad. But you know what?
They won.
It was a bad. Yeah.
They won.
There's no bad wins. There's no ugly wins.
There's no bad wins. Winning is pretty. All right.
Wasn't anything pretty about that.
Winning is pretty.
Wasn't anything pretty about that football game last night. Well, Bijan was. The defense was okay. Special teams was.
Oh, yeah, man.
Kirk wasn't.
No.
Kirk wasn't. All right. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending here on a Tuesday morning. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We will be right back live from Las Vegas on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Ritter on a straight drop now, up in the pocket, going to hang it for the end zone, and it is intercepted by Atlanta to end the game. Holy smokes. Your heart's in your throat when Ritter throws it in the end zone.
Yeah, it is.
And Jesse Bates has come away with the interception to end the ball game.
It's an interception. That's the end of the game.
I just love the steady improvement that they've been able to do throughout the season. You know, it's not always what you want at the beginning, but it's how you finish. And these guys have continued to get more physical. They continue to play faster. They continue to play with the way we want to play and our style of defense. And their identity is really coming out. And it's a perfect time right now.
Yeah, good performance by the defense yesterday. Now, again,
and special teams.
Not taking anything away from anybody, but that was Desmond Ridder over there. And it certainly looked like Desmond Ridder over there for the majority of the game. Talked about it yesterday. Want to see the safeties have good games.
They both
came up with an interception yesterday, so you love to see that. Another game where they get four sacks.
Yes.
So in the last three games, you've had 5, 4, and 4.
Yes.
Love to see that.
Yes.
D'Angelo Malone had a nice day.
Zach Harrison
had a nice day with a sack and the tackle for loss for the safety.
Yes.
So, yeah, good stuff from the defense for the most part. But yeah, my heart was in my chest. It was in my chest for sure, but also in my throat.
And he let it go.
When he let that ball go, I was like, come on, man. Come on. Don't. Because that's what I kept saying yesterday. I was like, Falcons fans don't deserve this.
No, they don't.
They don't deserve this.
And if you would have caught that ball.
Yeah, man.
Dude. I mean, this team. Because of everything you said earlier in the show, this team, that usually happens to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This organization, it happens to them.
Yesterday was always going to come down to a last play.
And it should not have.
Of course it shouldn't have. They're horrible.
Yes.
They're horrible. And here's the thing about the Falcons defense and special teams playing so good. They got the ball with great field position 100 times.
Yes.
You know how many red zone trips the Falcons had yesterday?
One.
Zero.
They won.
Zero.
No.
The touchdown that they scored came from outside the red zone.
They did.
They got the ball. The Simmons interception was at the 30-yard line.
Yes.
They didn't even make it into the red zone.
No.
Like
that's how bad.
That's how bad the offense was yesterday. It was really bad.
The quarterback.
That's how bad the quarterback.
Yeah,
was
the
yesterday.
Quarterback. The quarterback is the problem.
Yes,
all right, he's the problem right now, Buck. And I've been seeing it, but I was like, let me see it one more time against this team. He does not. He has fallen off, man. And I'm trying to think if I've ever seen that something like that before.
I know.
And I mean, right now. They are coaching for him not to lose.
It kind of happened with Peyton Manning final year in Denver.
But Peyton had the neck, though.
Because it was just – exactly. There was a reason for it.
Yes.
And he was so damn smart, he could still get away with it, and he won the Super Bowl that year.
Yes.
I mean, thank God Kirk's smart.
Yeah, Kirk's
because
smart.
Because he is able to still make plays. Like, that throw on the touchdown was a good throw. It was a good play.
Yes.
As clearly limited as he is, he was still 11 of 17. Like, obviously it could have been – much worse than that, and they didn't allow him to make it worse than that.
He should have had two more picks.
He
did fumble again.
Luckily, they recovered.
Yes, but I mean, yeah, he's got issues because he can't. First of all, he can't move. But then it's like, okay, what would Art say? His feet are like in concrete. That's what it was yesterday.
He said anytime he basically has to reset his feet, the play is dead.
The play is dead. Yeah. And so, I mean, you saw a lot of that yesterday.
Art shouldn't say that exactly. No, but that's pretty much.
But I'm saying you got this problem here. If your kicker is hurt. Kickers don't gut through nothing.
Yeah, man. No offense.
Kickers don't gut through nothing.
You don't get to gut it out.
I mean, he was 2 or 3 yesterday. Hit a 48-yard and all that. But I'm saying, if you're telling me he's not healthy, so I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Rob punted those balls because he did not believe that Des Ritter could drop the ball. And he didn't want to possibly miss the ball and give them great field position.
Yeah.
That had to be a lot of that went into that coaching strategy yesterday. But, they got the win. They're back at 500, still 1 game behind the Buccaneers, and we'll talk about that in the next segment about the breaking out of
the scenarios and
scenarios
stuff
and everything
like that.
But the most important thing, they came out here and they got a win on Monday night. Wasn't pretty, but the win is the win, and you move on from that. Kyle played okay yesterday. Moody no targets, which was really weird.
That was weird.
But obviously they didn't want to throw the football.
Yeah.
They only throw
it 17 times. There's only so many targets to go around.
Yeah. And then your crazy thing was you talked about 24 first and 10s. They ran it all 23 times.
23
and the one time they threw, he threw an interception.
He threw an interception.
Yes.
That's right. I didn't add that one.
He threw an interception.
Yeah. They threw it on 1st and 10 to start the second half, and he threw an interception.
Threw a damn interception.
Right over the middle of the field.
Threw a damn interception.
Yeah. No, it's not good. And again, you said it there. The quarterback is the problem.
Yes.
There is a solution.
Yes.
You have a first-round draft pick quarterback behind him.
That's never played.
Well, a little bit, but he's never started.
Yes.
He's never started. Yes. Here's Raheem talking about that after the game.
For a reason, right? We got so much to get better at, and, those things will always be discussed. That's just the nature of the beast in football. It's just so heavily talked about it at the quarterback position because there's only one guy out there. For us, man, our mentality is to find a way to win the next game. That's just the mentality that we're going to have.
That's a good mentality.
It is.
I think probably most teams have that mentality.
It is.
But it's good that you have it. I think that they'll probably be able to because the Giants are just as bad as the Raiders are. Boy, are the Raiders bad.
They're
too,
bad,
by
dude.
The way. Like, good
they're
Lord.
Bad. Like,
it's not very often you see an NFL team that bad.
AP said
AP
said they need a break and eat prayers. That's what the head coach says.
That's what they've gotten to.
Yeah, that's where they're at right
basically,
now.
Basically, we need God to
we
come
need God.
Down.
We need God to come down
heaven.
Here and help us
and
because
help us
we're that awful of a football team.
Yeah.
There's only 3 more weeks. Only 3 more weeks.
Yeah, he'll get fired.
He'll get fired.
Sounds like Tom Telesco probably keeps his job, but I don't know. Who knows?
But I think the Raiders, and I love AP and everything like that, and I'm glad he got the job, but I would not have given him the job.
No.
I would not have given. And that's that new coach energy and former player and Raiders and all this other crap and Max Crosby vouching for him and everything. Max Crosby ain't going to quit because I'm going to hire somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. But I was happy he got the job. Don't get me wrong, but I wouldn't hire him. I wouldn't have hired him anything like that. But, yeah, they're a bad football team. And it ain't his fault, really, because they never gave me anything.
No.
Like, damn quarter.
No.
You came to the scene and told this man his quarterbacks are going to be Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell.
That was his situation, yeah.
You let your best player, offensive player, leave the
bully
running
back. Bully his way out of town.
Yeah,
you let the running back
leave. Yeah, you let the running back
leave. You let the wide receiver bully his way out.
What the hell did you expect?
Yeah, what's he supposed to do? Now, he's going to get fired for it, but, yeah, what's he supposed to do?
I know they don't regret that Brock Bowers fell in their lap. I think they wanted Michael Penix.
I think so, too.
I think they wanted Michael Penix to be their quarterback.
And I think they thought they were going to get him because nobody thought the Falcons
were going to take him at eight.
But then they did, and now they have him.
Yep.
So it's a good thing that they have him. Put him in the game because the quarterback was in there.
He's not getting it done.
I don't know. The Raheem comments after the game, you just heard him. He had some more as well. It's the most the door has been opened thus far that they would consider it.
Right.
Are they actually going to do it? I don't think so. It feels like they made the commitment that Kirk gets this year. They're still in it. Blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
All that stuff. It just doesn't seem that complicated. Like, the guy who's in there right now can't do it.
Yeah. And y'all know he can't do it.
You game planned because of it.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, it was like a don't let the rookie lose the game. Game plan.
It was.
Well, then put the rookie in. Yeah.
But then coach speak. I'm pretty sure. Well, we run the ball the way we ran the ball, and so we wanted to keep that situation because where were they at? It's like 5 yards a clip or something.
Bijan was on fire. He was almost 6 yards a carry.
Yeah. So yeah. Oh yeah. The way we were running the football, we just wanted to continue to keep that going and everything like that.
They're
going to
tell us that wasn't the game dictated that Kirk only go it 17 times.
The game dictated every game is different week to week. Sometimes you throw it more, sometimes you run it more. We like to be 50-50, but because we were running the ball so well.
That's great.
You know, that's exactly what's going to happen.
That was perfect.
That's exactly what's going to happen. You might as well be Raheem. That's exactly what's going to happen.
That was pretty good stuff right there.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Well done. That's exactly what he would say.
They damn lost. Desmond Ridder threw the ball 39 damn times.
He sure did.
Goodness
the
gracious.
Falcons were like, great, fine. We're not bringing any extra people.
Yeah.
Please throw it.
39.
Please throw the ball. Throw the ball as many times as you want.
Goodness gracious.
Hey, college football playoffs start this weekend.
Yeah, man.
There's going to be guys not playing in the college football playoffs because they're transferring.
Yeah, man.
We'll get back into this a little bit more in the 12 o'clock hour because this truly is insane.
It is.
Here's James Franklin, the head coach of Penn State, talking about that situation and college football needing a commissioner specifically.
Bo Prabula did not want to leave our program, and he did not want to leave our program until the end of the season. But the way the portal is and the timing of it and the way our team is playing, and when you play the position of quarterback and there's only one spot and those spots are filling up, he felt like he was put in a no-win situation, and I agree with him.
It's crazy, man.
He probably is probably true.
Yep.
Which means that there's another program basically telling him, hey, essentially, don't play in the playoff, quit the team now, transfer, so you can come over here and get all this NIL money or whatever.
Yep.
And that is wrong. that's not a good setup for the sport. So they got to fix it. They need to fix the calendar.
No.
Like, they have to.
It's a bad thing. It's a bad situation, and that's all you see all the time. And, I mean, hell, we talked about the Marshall's. Everybody transferring out of there, right? So because they did their coach wrong, I think. But then you look at all the Alabama young receivers are all going in the portal and everything like that. You said a guy from Tennessee or where?
Texas
opted
Texas
out.
Found out last night one of their defensive players is transferring. So he's not going to play in the game.
Yeah, man. And I mean, but that's where they are right now. And so I don't know until they fix this calendar, it's just going to be like that. And again, I'm not going to get mad at the kids for doing it. It's a system. It makes them have to do this. I mean, it don't make you have to transfer. Why don't you stay and gut it out or whatever you need to do. You don't have to transfer, but this money is crazy, Andy. And I saw this thing this morning about some kid going to A&M from Alabama. The list of demands.
He's a high school kid, or he's transferring.
He's transferring.
Wow.
I was like, damn.
So he's going to A&M.
Yes.
And you told me he's demanding $700,000
up front. Yes.
And a bunch of other stuff too.
Yes.
I need some cars.
Yes.
I need a driver.
Yes.
I need a bunch of plane tickets.
Yes.
What happens if they just tell him no?
Yes.
What happens? He just doesn't go there, I guess.
I guess not.
Yeah. How about you can't have any of that stuff?
Yeah. How about no?
How about no?
How
about you come catch a pass for us,
yeah,
and then
man.
We'll talk.
It is a crazy, crazy situation.
Have a good game first.
But you know what? I can't be mad at these kids, though. I can't be mad at them because it's out there. And these coaches and whatever you want to call it, these agents or whoever these people are with these kids, hey, somebody give it to me. And that's how they view it. Somebody's going to give it to me.
System's gross.
Yeah.
System's gross. It's too bad. Because the games, the quality of the product is fantastic, yeah. Which is why it's bulletproof. They can do all this crap, and everyone's still going to watch. Ratings this weekend are through the roof.
Yes, they are.
We're going to complain all week about how broken college football is, and then a billion people are going to watch it on Saturday.
They are.
So I guess it's not broken. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll come back. We'll look at some playoff scenarios, what the Falcons need to have happen in order to get in. The Buck scenario is pretty simple. There are some wild card possibilities as well. We'll come back and get into some of that stuff. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Whoop, whoop.
Bow, 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 bow.
Get back.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. It's a Tuesday morning. It's a Victory Tuesday.
Yeah,
morning.
Man.
Feels like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, man. That's what it is.
Only the Falcons can win a game and have everyone still be incredibly furious.
Why?
You know why. They're not mad they won.
Yes.
They're mad because the quarterback's playing
like crap.
Like his body hurts.
Yes. Yeah, man. Yeah, dog. It's
playing
a bad,
like his legs don't work.
It's a bad thing, dog.
But he's playing like his legs are both asleep.
You ever
have that where you just get in a weird position, like a kid sitting on your lap or something like that?
And you get up and
then you get up and it's like, ooh, yeah. That's how Kirk's playing.
Between that and this, I mean, first of all, everything's been first class here. And they took really good care of us. But that damn bed, I got dents in my shins from hitting the corner of the damn bed up there.
Hey, man.
I hit it two times yesterday, walking to the window, then coming back.
Yeah. You showed me your shin yesterday?
Yes.
It looked like somebody hit it like a sand wedge.
Yeah,
I'm
living up here, dented up and everything.
Yeah, man. How does it feel?
Oh, it sure hurts.
Feels pretty bad.
But we had a good time. This Circa Resort is awesome.
If you're planning a trip out to Vegas for whatever, just for vacation, or if it is sports related, they were telling us they do a ton of March Madness stuff out here.
Right. Oh,
Masters, whatever.
It's crazy.
Like, consider Circa because this place is really, really nice.
Yes, we almost had a hangover moment last night because I lost y'all.
Did you lose us or did we lose you?
I don't know because all I know is that I could not find my phone. I dropped my phone somewhere in the damn casino and could not find it. And so we were walking to go get something, go to another bar.
Yeah.
And then I just disappeared.
Yeah. Why didn't you tell us?
I don't know. You know that,
I understand like that panic,
you know that
of,
panic
oh, my God,
of,
I don't
oh
have
my God,
my phone.
I don't have my
but
damn
like,
phone.
But like we were all together.
Yes.
And there, look, because here's the thing. Like where we are in Vegas is kind of old Vegas,
yes.
Fremont Street.
Yes.
So there's bars everywhere outside. So me and Jersey Mike were stepping up to one of the bars to grab a drink. And I turn around and he's just gone. And I was like, where the hell did Randy go?
Yeah,
and I texted you. I called you. Was like, well, I don't want to leave because we're here, and this is the last place we saw him, so I'm sure he'll come back.
Yeah, dog.
We stood there for like 20 minutes. He never came back.
Yeah.
Didn't answer your phone. And again, I didn't know you didn't have your phone because you just left.
Yes.
I was like,
what the hell happened to Randy? Dude, I'm calling you on my Apple Watch, and they're there. Andy!
I thought,
talking to the watch.
Maybe the cartel guy.
Dude.
Like, they need, all right, kidnap him for ransom money.
And so the guy at the front, doing the security check and ID, he grabbed Mars, like, come here, man. And we went right to Lost and Found, and there it was sitting right there in Lost and Found. I don't remember why I dropped it.
Because we watched the game at like a pizza place slash bar.
Yeah.
Pretty divey.
Yeah.
It was a cool spot.
Yes, it was.
It was Evel Knievel themed, which, by the way, Evel Knievel's my cousin,
we
had to hang out there. I texted my dad about that last night. I was like, how again are we related to him? He was like, my cousin married his brother.
Yes.
I was like, good enough for me.
Yes.
I'm telling everybody in this bar that Evel Knievel is my cousin. And I did. And got louder about it as the night went on. But that's neither here nor there. You had your phone the whole game.
Yes.
Whole game. And then we were only in the casino for 15 minutes.
Yes, and I dropped
10
it.
Minutes. You must have fell out of your pocket.
I walked all the way back to the bar. I tried to.
Oh, you went back down to the pizza spot?
You know when you, because we were on one last night. But you know when you try to trace your steps? And I tried to walk the same path that I walked back.
I could go. I think I went.
I took
kind of a wide turn here.
The whole way. Then we went to Fat Tuesday. I went in there. Wouldn't that?
That's actually where we watched the end of the game.
Yeah. I don't understand how we ended up there.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Why did we leave the pizza bar before
know.
The game was over?
I don't know.
Like, knowing full well the game was going to come down to... Because we wanted to get back to the casino, so we were kind of working our way back. But, yeah, we walked into Fat Tuesdays and watched it, and there was a couple people in there.
Yeah.
But then we got in there, and obviously we're going nuts at the end of the game. Like, who the hell are these guys?
Yeah, man.
Where do these guys come from? Yeah. Why are they watching the
but
game?
But I found it. I got my phone.
Jersey Mike doesn't remember any
of
this,
by the way. That's my partner right there. But,
He's like, oh,
Vegas got him.
We did? We went there? Yeah, we did. It was cool.
Yeah, Vegas got him.
But, yeah, no, fun time last night for sure.
Great time.
It's kind of a miracle that you found your phone.
Yes, I know.
Because, like, lost and founds at casinos.
Yes.
Like, it's good that they have them, and it's good that whoever found it was honest about it and just gave it to the people. But, like, that's a low percentage chance,
dude.
Man. That's a low.
That's my only thing I'm thinking about. Like,
lower than the Falcons' chances of making the playoffs right now. But there's still a chance.
There's still a chance.
Just like when you lost your phone and you got it back.
Yes.
It's kind of like what the Falcons have done.
Hey, man.
They had a lead. They had a clear path. They had according to some of these stats, I don't know how all this works, but whatever. At some point during the year, they had like a 96% chance of making the playoffs.
Yep.
It's lower than that
now.
Yeah,
it is.
But it's not zero. There's still a path. They're going to need some help and to help themselves.
Well, but I think the biggest thing with them is that they got to win. That's the most important thing.
They have to win all three of their
remaining games. You got to win all your games and then let the chips fall where they may after that, because you don't control your own destiny, but you kind of do because you got to win. You know what I mean? And then you talk about Dallas. I mean, the Bucks had a 4-game losing streak already this year.
They did. But they were decimated.
They were decimated by injuries.
They're much healthier now.
Now they're healthier and everything like that, and they're rolling. They're playing really well, and they're going on the road at Dallas, who's playing okay.
They're playing okay.
Better. They're playing better.
That's a Sunday night football game. Yes. So everybody, look, Falcons got to beat the Giants first.
Yes, exactly.
And I think they will. The Giants are very bad. The Falcons should be able to win that football game. And then Sunday night we're gonna be watching it anyway. But you're gonna be watching the game with a little extra interest, as you need the Bucs to lose to either the Cowboys, the Panthers, or the Saints for that path to open up for the Falcons to get into the playoff. That's the easiest path.
Yes.
Easiest path is for them to stumble and the Falcons to win out and still win the division.
Right.
Like, there are wild card paths for the Falcons to get in. Like, the best thing that they could do is, luckily you play Washington, so you would beat Washington, and that's a team that's ahead of you in the wild card standings. Seattle already has the tiebreaker, so the Falcons really want the Seahawks to win the West.
Right.
Now, it's going to be tough because they're not playing great. The Rams are playing better. Seahawks-Rams play each other final week of the season, which will probably be for the division. The Rams still might have a better record than the Falcons at that point, too. So even if they lost that game, they might be able to get in front of them. But the Falcons currently would win the tiebreaker over Arizona because they have a better win percentage in conference games. But as it stands right now, like, the most realistic path to the playoffs is for Tampa to lose one of these final three games. I'll tell you what's going to be frustrating if it happens, because there's a world where Tampa loses to Dallas on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Tampa does that, and then the Falcons cough it up against the Commanders. That's what would be really frustrating, is if you actually got the help you needed and – it came, and then you actually did control your own path again.
I've been there.
And then you stumbled.
I've been there. I've been in that situation exactly like you said. We got what we needed. We got the Chiefs had lost. We had to beat Cincinnati in Cincinnati. It was an afternoon game. I mean, it was a 4 o'clock game. And so we watched Kansas City get beat, played in the game, and lost.
Yeah.
And lost.
All you needed to do is handle your business.
All we needed to do is handle our business. We were in the playoffs. We would have won the division with two games left. We would have won the division.
And then what happened the next
week? I'm sorry. We would have won the game with one game left. We played Denver at Denver the next game and beat the hell out of Denver.
Oh, but it didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but it didn't matter.
Brutal.
And so, yeah, that's where they find themselves in that situation right there.
Here's why I bring that up. That's not just to be like, hey, this is what I expect to happen bad to the Falcons, because bad stuff always happens to the Falcons. The reason I bring that up is because the way they're playing right now, you can beat the Raiders the way you played last night.
You beat the Giants.
You can beat the Giants the way you played if you're going to do the super, like, 101 level passing game for Kirk Cousins, because you have to, because he's incapable of anything more complicated than that. I don't know if you can beat Washington doing that.
Me neither.
At Washington, I don't know if you can win that game doing that.
But I think
and that sort of gets back into that conversation of, okay, like, does the other guy give you a better chance to win?
Yeah, and as bad as the Giants are, Their defensive line is legit.
Yeah, they got some guys.
Their defensive like, line, Dexter Lawrence is an animal. Then you got Brian Burns, who played really well last weekend against Baltimore. You got Thibodeau. I mean, their defensive line is legit.
They got guys that can give an immobile quarterback a headache.
Yes, and that's going to be the key right there. And the key of, you know, does the game plan, because I'm pretty sure if he's starting, I'm talking about Kirk Cousins, the game plan is going to emulate what they did last night.
It kind of has to, doesn't it?
He can't throw the ball more than 20 times. You don't want him to have to throw the ball. The biggest thing about it is, like, they didn't really have to throw the ball a lot last night because the way they were running the football and everything, controlling the clock and things like that. But, yeah, he's got to do something. Like, he can't – the worst thing you can have is a quarterback who is a detriment to everybody does. You can play the best game in the world, offense, defense, special team, and it comes down to Desmond Ridder, damn Hail Mary, because your quarterback stunk. Mm-hmm. You know, and as long as he's in there, they're going to keep being in the situation. I don't see him getting no better.
No, there's no reason to think that he would.
There's no reason.
Because
there's no reason for me to think he's going to play better.
He didn't throw four interceptions last night, so, like, statistically, it doesn't look as awful as that game against the Chargers did.
Yeah.
He played every bit as bad last night as he did in that game. Like, he was every bit the problem offensively as he has been in the previous four games. And, I don't know why anyone would look at the way that he's played and just look at the way he appears physically and think that it's going to get better, because guys don't get healthier in the season.
No, they do not. No.
And he got hit a bunch of times last night. Like, and it's just going to continue to be what it is. So, yeah, man, I don't know. I don't know if they make the decision to go with Penix. It seems like the right thing to do, but they haven't done it yet.
Nope.
Again, I know Raheem left the door open a little bit more last night than he has thus far. I would be surprised if that's what they do.
I would be surprised if they made that move. It is a short week. And
I'd be happy, but I'd be surprised.
Especially because it's a short week and things like that. I would be really surprised. But I think it's more or less – I think if any other time so far with to do this or whatever streak they're in, if at any time Kirk struggles in a game, I think he'll pull him. If he plays poorly in like the first half or something and turn the ball over, I think he'll pull him.
Yeah, because last night it was 15-3 pretty late in the game.
Yeah.
Like that was, you know, the game felt like the Falcons were in control of it. Now they lost control of it and it ultimately almost ended up being just an absolute heart-wrenching disaster. But when Young Wei-Koo missed that field goal, everybody knew.
Yes.
Like everybody like, all right, here we go. Here we go. Buckle up. This is about to be a roller coaster. It's about to suck. It's not going to be fun for the final 8 minutes of this game or whatever it is. But they got it done. They were able to get it done.
Most important thing.
They live to fight another day week or whatever you want to call it.
They came to Vegas for one goal, to win.
That's right.
And they got that damn win last night.
What was our goal?
Who?
What was our goal in Vegas?
To not lose money.
Didn't lose any money.
Make sure that we're here on time.
Got here on time. Yeah, we've been on the air on time.
We've been good.
Yeah, I would say.
I mean,
I think that we have justified another opportunity to do something like this.
Yeah. No doubt about it, man.
I think the boss will be like, you guys killed it. You guys get to go again.
You guys get to go again, dog.
Next big trip, Andy and Randy. Yeah, first up.
Yeah, we kicked ass out here, man. We really did, man. But
I won my bet.
You got your nice parlay and everything. I had the $10 table over at the Golden Nugget hot yesterday, boy. Should never be talking trash. I ain't care. Hell yeah.
Did you win?
I won like $20.
Hey,
there we go.
That's
Let me get
better than losing $20.
Let me get $5 on that hard four. That hard four was banging yesterday, man.
Hell yeah! All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. We'll wrap up the entirety of Week 15 as it wasn't just the Falcons playing last night. The Vikings won again. Vikings are damn 12-2.
Dude, the Vikings have a path to the number one seed.
They do.
Yes,
they do. And they play the Lions again. So, pretty crazy what they've been able to do this season with all the new faces and all of that. That Kevin O'Connell could coach.
He coaches his ass off.
That guy's a good football coach.
He is.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off in an hour. Thanks for being with us. We are live at the Circa Resort in Las Vegas. Hour number two straight ahead. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.